Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to episode of Living Loud Outdoors. On the mic with you. It's Monday, and it's been a Monday. How about you? What a weird Monday it has been, right? I mean, all the hoopla surrounding the events of today, the apocalyptic eclipse, all of everything that was going on with that, all the wild stories, all the wild claims of what was coming. Listen, the Bible tells us very clearly to be careful what we buy into. Listen, if it doesn't line up with Scripture, it doesn't need to be held onto, period. Get rid of that junk. There's so many trying to be somebody today, and they make up whatever they feel like the Scripture's saying about a particular thing, and they're messing up. They're not taking in context. They're not looking at the whole picture. Anyway, I want to share with you something very simple tonight. And I know this has been a kind of a wild day, and there's been a lot of fears coming up into today, and been a lot of questioning, and, you know, the end times, and we're in them. I know that, but again, there's scriptural things that must take place. There's prophetic things that many have been fulfilled, but there's still yet some things out there that are not fulfilled that are biblical prophecy. Biblical prophecy is the heart of God. That's the important stuff. No man's idea or conjuncture of whatever these thinks he's seeing means anything outside of God's word. But I want to share with you tonight something called Seek and Find. You ever played that game, Seek and Find? Well, it's kind of like a game that we play with God sometimes. I think sometimes we make it out that God's a lot harder to find than he really is. So tonight, we're going to look at Seek and Find. If we take the time to look for God, we'll discover him right there. He's not far away from us. He's not hiding from us. He's not making us jump through hoops. He's not making us play a particular song or read a particular scripture or say something just the right way. There's no hocus pocus to discovering God. When we look for him, the Bible says we will find him. It's just plain and simple. Now, there's coming a time when we'll look for him and we won't be able to find him. That's scripture as well. I didn't go look these up. I should have, I guess. But it's like finding a hidden treasure that's waiting to be uncovered. God is waiting for us to find him. He's not playing hide and seek. He's actually eager for us to find him. Imagine it is if he's waiting with open arms for us to discover that he's standing right there. All we have to do is take the blinders off. Let the veils come off our eyes so that we can see him. When we're wholeheartedly dedicated to finding him, something very remarkable happens. His presence starts to take up residence inside of us. It's like inviting a dear friend into our home. His spirit becomes part of us. And here's the thing. He's always ready to listen. You know, we're always looking for someone who will just listen. God's always ready to listen. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 12 through 13 says, when you call on him, then you will call on me and you will come and pray to me and I will hear your voice and I will listen to you. Then with a deep longing, you will seek me and require me as a vital necessity and you will find me when you search for me with all your heart. It's like having a direct line to the one who cares about our thoughts, who cares about our worries, and cares about our hopes. So the message is simple. When we react, he's right there. When we reach out, he's right there. When we look for him, he's right there. He's not hiding. He's waiting just for us to look. It's not about trying to figure out complicated puzzles. It's about opening our hearts. And when we do that, his presence becomes a constant companion, ready to listen and ready to be found at any given time. So as this week starts off with signs of the times, signs and wonders, it's a great opportunity to look around and think about what you've discovered in your walk with the Lord. Take time to think about that for a minute. Reflect on the idea that God's presence is like a guiding light, always showing us the way. This mindset is something to carry forward into the journey that still lies ahead. We're not done yet. Keep in mind that God's presence isn't something that fades away. It's a constant force leading us in our daily lives. Let this understanding shape your perspective as we move on into the coming days ahead. These days are going to be trials. They're going to be tribulations. There's going to be difficult things that we'll endure. But keep in mind what we've already discovered, and that we know that God's right there when we seek Him. Just as we've been learning about God's guiding presence, I really feel like that there's more for us to learn about His presence. Remember to carry this knowledge with you as you explore more about Him, and that you learn more about His presence as we travel this path now. So take a moment to ponder. Let it all sink in. As you do, know that this newfound awareness of God's ever-present guidance is a gift to carry with you. It shapes your journey in the days and weeks ahead of you. John chapter 16, verse 13 says, "But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth, full and complete truth. For He will not speak on His own initiative, but He will speak whatever He hears from the Father, the message regarding the Son, and He will disclose to you what is to come in the future." Who are we talking about? The Spirit of Truth, the very Holy Spirit that we've been learning about, teaching about, of how powerful and how important it is that we walk in the Holy Spirit, that we have the Holy Spirit actively moving in our hearts and our lives. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 through 18 says, "But I say, walk habitually in the Holy Spirit. Seek Him and be responsive to His guidance. And then you will certainly not carry out the desire of the sinful nature, which responds impulsively without regard for God and His precepts. For the sinful nature has its desire, which is opposed to the Spirit. And the desire of the Spirit opposes the sinful nature. For these two, the sinful nature and the Spirit are in direct opposition to each other, continually in conflict. So that you, as believers, do not always do whatever good things you want to do. But if you are guided and led by the Spirit, you are not subject to the law." Keep that in mind. The Holy Spirit will guide you. He'll keep you from making bad decisions when we completely surrender to the leading and the guiding of the Holy Ghost. Galatians chapter 5, verse 25, "If we claim to live by the Holy Spirit, we must also walk by the Spirit with personal integrity, godly character, and moral courage. Our conduct empowered by the Holy Spirit." Listen, without the Holy Spirit, we can't achieve any of this. We've got to have the power and the guidance of the Holy Spirit actively in our hearts and our lives today. We need the Holy Spirit. Somebody says you got to have the Holy Spirit to go to Walmart. That's a good idea, because you're going to find some darkness there. There's darkness all around us. We need the guidance that God's presence brings, and His presence through the Holy Spirit leads us on the journey that we are on today. Seek Him, and when you do, you will find Him. Seek the Lord at all times. Seek for a deeper relationship. Ask Him, just continue to ask Him, "God, I want more. God, give me everything You have for me, including this Holy Spirit." If you're not walking in the fullness of the Holy Spirit, begin to seek Him for that. Now, I know some of you are thinking, "I don't know about that tongue-talking, Pentecostal, holy rolling stuff." If that's what God has for you, why would you decline it? I mean, honestly, just begin to seek Him for more. Begin to seek Him for all that He has for you. Whatever it may be, whatever it may be looking like, whatever it may be packaged in, as long as it's from Him, what would it matter? I want the fullness of God in my life. I want to walk in His fullness. I stumble and I fall in this lifetime. I struggle to keep my head above water at times. I need everything He has for me. I need to be walking in His power, not mine. Seek Him. And when you look for Him, you will discover Him right there. He's right here waiting for you to look for Him. He's waiting with open arms. He's eager to be found. Amen. God bless you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for following along on our podcast. Thank you for bearing up under the circumstances of the times. Listen, we're in an interesting place. We're in an interesting time. I do believe as goofy as it may sound, that today's eclipse was, it had some significance. It had some impact. It will have impact because it has people reacting. It has people seeking. It has people asking questions. And if that's the case, if all this was for was to get your attention, then follow the presence of the Lord. Seek Him with everything you have. Amen. More to come on this subject as we continue to delve into the presence of God. There's so much burning inside of me. I don't even know how to get it all out. I'm trying to get it in order, His order that He wants me to deliver this in, because I've got messages pouring in right and left. My pile is getting thicker, but there's certain things I feel like we really need to look into. We need to understand His presence. We need to understand repentance. We need to understand what it means to walk in the fullness of His Spirit. So somewhere in the midst of that, we're gonna walk through this stack of papers I have and seek out what He has for us. Amen. When we seek Him, we will find Him. God bless you. Thank you for your support financially. Thank you for your prayers. Please continue to pray for us. Support us if you can. All of the giving links are on our website. They're pinned right to the top of our Facebook page. It doesn't have to be a big number. It doesn't have to be a little number. It could be whatever number God puts on your heart. If He's leading you to support us, we would greatly appreciate your support. Much to do. This is a difficult time, and there is much, much to do. Lots of resources out there that need to be acquired. So support us if you can. Please continue to pray with us, walk with us on this journey, partner with us as we seek out that which is lost so that they may be found. Amen. God bless you, Rhonda, and I love you. We're praying for you tonight. We'll talk to you again real soon.